more or less grew up together. And as a result of that, we are very, very close. And all four of my children have got entirely four different personalities. And some have dealt with the lack of a father image better than others. And the one very strong plus is the fact that my children were very, very close to my dad. And he more or less became the father substitution that they did not have. Mm-hmm. Which was very prevalent with my son. And you know, my father died in 1980, and my son to this day will very quickly tell you that the only father that he ever knew died in 1980. It was a very, very traumatic experience for him, and still is. One of the things, areas that I could see in my son is that he almost became a workaholic, trying desperately to be something that his father was not. And different ones react in different ways. My oldest daughter exercises a tremendous amount of anger. Has a very, very hard time trusting people, trusting men. And I am convinced that that spills back to all the many, many times that her father disappointed her, or her father was supposed to come up with money for her to go on a field trip or to Florida with her friends for spring break or something like that, that he didn't come through for. So she has a very, very hard time trusting and will always expect or look for the worst rather than giving somebody the benefit of the doubt. And that is a direct slam against what she grew up and knew as a child.
Is there anything that you really regret doing?
I regret not finishing college. I regret not really locking myself in on a career. I have tried to make up for it after my children grew up and got back into the swing of the business world and started playing, but I really regret not having pursued that in line along with being a mother and a parent, and just to, for my own self-esteem, or just to always have something that you can fall back on. Yes, I regret that very much. I also feel on a personal level that there are a lot of things that we do in life, and most of it involves our parents, and maybe to some degree our children, that we have a tremendous tendency to take for granted. And as a general rule, not until it's taken away from us or something radically changes that we realize that we didn't give it our best shot. And if I had to do it over, I would be more cognitive toward all of these things that I know to be important. And it's, life is really funny. You go through different phases and different stages of your life. And when you're 15, all you really care about and think about is yourself. And when you're 18, you really consider yourself to be totally grown up and that you can take care of any and every crisis all by yourself. And when you're 25, you have got toddlers all around and you just kind of go through the motions of doing a lot of things and really not taking the time to home in on anything specifically. And I guess where my thoughts are really going right now is that my youngest daughter has got a 2-year-old. And I am so much more in tune and so much more aware of her little needs and what she's thinking and the modeling that she is doing after myself and my daughter. And the fact, with all the studies that have, you know, come to pass in the last 20 or 30 years since all my children grew up, they are so convinced that the second, third, fourth year of your life are the most formative years, and that that's where all the molds were being set as far as your personality and the way that you are handled and the way that you handle different things. And I guess I am so aware of these things, and I find myself testing her to see or to prove them right or wrong. And they're right. And when my children were 6 months and 2 years and 4 years of age, I was so bogged down with the diaper changing and keeping up with three small children that I was not as in tune to that type of thing as I am now. You go through from your 25, 30, 35 years of age, you're very materialistic conscious. The fancy cars and the gorgeous clothes and the expensive jewelry and all of these things are foremost in your mind. You will find the older that you get that those things are not quite as important to you as you thought they were. Having good health and a very secure financial situation and being on relatively good terms with your peers and your family are much more important than the flashy, you know, Jag and, you know, the $300,000 house and, you know, a condo in Destin, Florida and all these type of things. Those things are nice, but the value, if you put a dollar sign value on it, you can't touch the real things of importance in life. And you go through different stages, and retrospectively I can look back on, you know, all the different passages and phases and stages that I have gone through, and I really like the stage and phase that I'm in right now because I've got all of this experience behind me and under my belt, and things that used to flare me up really don't bother me anymore. And that comes with age and seasoning and experience. But people that are really, really important to you in your life, that's where you put the value sign. And having a very good education and being totally self-sufficient, those two run pretty close to the top.
Is there anything that you wish you knew? Anything at all?
Well, like I mentioned, you know, finishing, getting my degree, and there are a lot of things that I still want to do, and I have always been of the nature, and there have been a tremendous amount of stumbling blocks, but that builds character, so I've been told. There are a lot of things that I, you know, really want. I've got a lot of goals and a lot of things that I really want to achieve. And I happen to be one of these personalities that if I want something badly enough, I'll find a way. So, that's really just about it.
Cool.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Uh-huh.